I was calling, number one, I don't know if Jack gave you the message yesterday, but I think that the way things are going back there is really terrific.
Well, thank you, Pierre.
It's really made a hell of an impact out here.
Thank you.
Mr. President, the problem that I wanted to call about, just I didn't want to disturb you too long, is our information is that Senator Engel is going to die any time now. He's in very, very bad shape. And that presents a real problem out here because the governor may feel that he has to appoint somebody to replace him right away. And the chances are if he appointed somebody, he would probably appoint my opponent, which would cause me some problems in the last 5 weeks of the election. And the reason I was calling you was that if, of course, you need to vote desperately on the civil rights thing, then I would just tell him to go ahead and appoint somebody because I wouldn't want to stand in the way of that. But if there's some way that you can be made through the next 5 weeks without appointing another senator from California, then he would be prepared to appoint whoever won the primary on June the 3rd.
I think that's what he'd do.
You think that's what he'd do?
That'd be my guess. That'd be the normal thing to do instead of picking somebody. And they're not going to have any real clean-cut vote, I think, on civil rights before then anyway.
Well, if he called you and asked you that, if you could tell him that, would be very helpful.
Yeah, if he solicited my advice, I don't want to get involved. I don't want you to repeat it, but what I would say is that I think that would be the natural, normal thing to do, and what I've seen done in our state a good many times, just let the people matter a few days, and it's not to, they can determine it themselves, and then takes him off the hook.
Right.
He was talking, he came in and talked to me yesterday, and he just said that this thing came on him very suddenly, but he spent all of his time talking about what a friend he was of yours.
Yeah, well, he's been reasonably good. He's had a couple of things he's done which have been unhelpful, but otherwise I think
he said that he's my friend, and I was already tied down, and I didn't know it, and I was in a box, and I'm sorry it happened, but just something like that, and he never said a word that indicated he's for the other man very strong or that he was against you.
Yeah, well, that's good. That's good. Well, as I say, if you get a situation where, you know, you need one vote for cloture, call him up and tell him to appoint somebody.
I wouldn't do that unless it's a real... I don't want to see you hurt any way you can. I'll watch that, and I'm glad you called me.
Well, he's made a pledge to me that if I win the primary and Senator Engel dies, he'll appoint me. So that, of course, would be a hell of an edge for the fall election.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Ed would make it then.
Sure.
It would make it. I'll watch it, Pierre, and do anything I can and give my love to Nancy and my best wishes to you.
Thanks, Mr. President. My love to Lady Bird.
Okay.
And the girls.
I'm using, tell her I use that coffee cup every day.
I'll do it.
All right.
Thank you, Mr. President.